But there are times, the scripture says, where the Lord was driven into the wilderness. Wow. 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 He was driven there. And we all go through these wilderness experiences in our life. And I remember in the Boy Scouts when I went out into the wilderness, it was always a spooky feeling. And those emotions rose up in me because I felt at that time I was alone. I was in a wilderness. I felt alone. I didn't see a lot of people around me at that time. And when you feel alone, all of a sudden, fears, other spirits start coming. Fears of inadequacy, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this place, and then fear that chances are I may never get out of this place, or it's always going to be this way. But the reason why we're in wilderness experiences, and we all go through them and will go through them, is because when we're in the wilderness, we feel that there's no way out and there's no answer, and it causes us to go within and to call on the Lord. And at that time, the Lord has our heart. He's got our attention. He's captivated us out in that wilderness experience. And he wants us to know that the only reason why we go through the wilderness experience is so we will feel helpless. We do have these emotions, even though that they're false emotions, that we're alone. And you know that Christ would say, you're never alone, children. Every time you breathe, you know I'm there. I am the breath of life. Every time you breathe, be aware that I am your breath. Be aware. Keep that now focus that I am your breath. Every time you breathe, you're breathing in my life. You're breathing in my life. So in this wilderness experience, as you dig down deep because you get these emotions that make you feel alone and make you feel fearful, all of a sudden, the light and the answer will come. Because I want you to see things, the good and the evil, through my perspective. Through my perspective, from where I dwell. And I want you to come up. This is the hour that I'm calling up my people. And there will be wilderness experiences because that's the time you turn to me. You go within. And you cry out for help. And any time my children or a nation cries out for help, I will come. I will manifest myself. I will be there. And as I reveal to you why you are in the wilderness, you will see my wisdom. You will see my life working through all this to bring you into a higher place of understanding and a higher place of awareness and consciousness of me. Walk in me. In the now. In the now. Where I dwell inside of you. And even as the Lord, when he came out of the wilderness, what does it say about him? He came out in the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what the wilderness is all about. When you deal with these experiences in the wilderness, when you feel alone, look to me. View these things through my wisdom, through my knowledge. Not your wisdom, not your knowledge, but through the heart knowledge, face to face, heart to heart with me. Not your mind. I'm renewing your mind. And this is how you get your mind renewed, is through these wilderness trials. But I am with you through all of them. I am sovereign, even as you sang this song this morning. Do you believe it? You sang it. It's the truth. But I'm bringing you all out of the wilderness, and I'm bringing you up into a higher place, even as Brother Oscar, my son Oscar, prophesied some time back. I'm calling you up to a place you've not known. What? What do you mean, Lord? I'm calling my people into a place in this hour that they have never walked. You have never walked on this highway before, the highway of holiness, and I'm calling you up into that highway. So be prepared for surely struggles and tests and trials may come your way, because this upsets the kingdoms of darkness when I start doing this in the people. But understand that you are never alone, and the answer is always on the way as you look to me, says the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for you moving through your people with these needs, because this is your heart, Father, touching base inside with our heart, our spirit to spirit. Father, you raised these issues in the congregation this morning, and whenever you raise an issue, that means you plan to do something about it. That means that you plan to move in that situation, in that circumstance. In only the way that you can move, Father, we're not going to try and judge what you're doing in people's lives or even in our life, Lord. Especially in our life, we don't want to judge what you're doing. We just want to keep a focus on you. Isaiah said that, I will keep you, the Lord says, in perfect peace if your mind and if your heart is stayed on me. And all things will work to my glory and to your good, says the Lord. Amen.